This is WKAR Online. Rick Pluta is the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and you hear his reports on state politics every morning on 90.5 FM WKAR. Between an eventful few weeks in Lansing and the approach of the August primary, it seemed like a good time to get his perspective. He spoke with WKAR's Melissa Benmark.
The candidates have really just now started going out in earnest, making their cases. But we've got two instances where in Grand Rapids and in southeast Michigan, where write-in candidates are expected to at least make a strong play for the seat. We'll see. That's a big hill to climb. That will start with the 11th Congressional District. That's really going to turn into a battle in the Republican primary between the Tea Party and the Republican establishment. That after Thad McCotter amazingly did not file sufficient signatures to qualify for the primary ballot.
And easily the weirdest story of the year.
Certainly the weirdest political story of the year. The Republican establishment decided that the candidate remaining on the ballot, Kerry Benvolio, a teacher, a reindeer farmer, a Tea Party sympathizer, activist, wasn't the best candidate for them. The last thing Republicans want is another congressional fight in November. So they met a couple of times. They hashed over some other possibilities. And the person who came to the forefront was Nancy Cassese, a former state senator who's been a consultant for the Ambassador Bridge Company since her retirement from the legislature. And so she is going to launch a write-in campaign, which is a big hill to take. We've got a different situation in a state house race over in Grand Rapids, where Roy Schmidt switched from the Democratic to the Republican parties in a kind of devious fashion, that they waited for just a few minutes before the filing deadline to withdraw his name from the Democratic primary, to put his name into the Republican primary, where he is unopposed, and to, it appears, get someone else, kind of a patsy, to put his name in. And, you know, there were questions about that person's residency and sort of in the glare of the publicity he withdrew. So now Democrats are going to run a write-in campaign. They just settled on Winnie Brinks, a political newcomer, someone who's active in her local PTA, to be sort of the fresh face and a non-politician against Roy Schmidt, who they're going to portray as sort of the uber politician who plays political games. And so we've got not one, but two, you know, long shot but credible writing campaigns.
If you would give me sort of where it stands at this moment, where we stand with the emergency manager law being on the ballot.
It's been a lot of legal twists and turns, that it went before the Court of Appeals, and a three-judge panel of the court in what can only be described as a bizarre decision. No one could ever remember anything like it before. The panel ruled that legal precedent said that the question should go on the ballot, but the judges didn't like the legal precedent, and so they asked for the entire Court of Appeals, 28 judges, to vote to impanel a special super panel of judges, 7 judges, who would make the determination, and the Court of Appeals, just the entire court, just rejected that and said, absolutely not, that's not the way to go. And I think sent a subtle message that judges are supposed to follow precedents. And you found one, you followed it, stick with it. So as of right now, it should go on the ballot. Formally, officially, it would require an action by the Board of State Canvassers to do what the court says it has to do. But this is almost certainly going to go to the Michigan Supreme Court, which is not bound by precedents. That the Michigan Supreme Court, everything it does is precedent setting, and so that could be a different ballgame.